Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got our mayor here, Dwayne Morrison, and he's going to kind of give us an update on what's going on the city stuff and the water situation and all the good news that's happening in our great community here. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mayor, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Folks, I'm going to tell you before we get started, you can always go to our website at sallison.com. And we've had the mayor on the radio before, and he did an awesome job talking about the history of San Angelo. I still, to this day, think that it's just a great story to listen to.
I love our history.
I do, too. So you can go to it. But speaking of history, I pull up my pickup. I'm pretty proud of my new pickup. Now, yours isn't quite the same age, is it? What is that?
That's a 1959 Chevrolet Apache.
That is 1 year older than me.
And I've owned that little, well, she's still 5 years younger than I am.
So,
I've owned that little darling for about 20 years now.
It has a good-looking truck, sir.
I've told my boys that I want to be buried in it. They said they'd take care of it.
It looks good. I think it fits San Angelo's mystique, too.
It is.
Speaking of San Angelo, you have been a busy, busy man.
There's been a lot going on.
Let's talk, of course, the big issue that everybody's asking me about, which definitely affects real estate. That's why I asked you to come. Water.
Yes, sir.
Give us some update, please.
You know, we've got some problems in our mains. We experienced that this last week when we had several of our mains. In fact, our boys were working on a 14-inch main, just covering it up, and they looked down the road and the 16 had broken. We had some pressure problems that blew a lot of our mains apart. We've worked on the 2-inch water line since 2000. We've just about got those replaced. In about 2006, we started working on our wastewater lines. We borrowed $19 million on that, and we're doing pretty well with that. We're moving right along. And after the big blow-up in 06 out at the mall, we realized that we had to do something about the valves because they were unable to divert the water with valves. So we started working in-house, working on the valves as we could afford it, and we're doing very well with that. But the problem we've got now are these big, huge water mains that come out of our plant. Some of these things are 5 and 6 foot in diameter.
Wow.
Some of them are 70, 80 years old, these big old cast iron mains that were placed, and they're leaking. And that's the problem we've got now. We're working on a plan to get these things fixed. We'll do it a little at a time. It is an extremely expensive project. In fact, they're telling us somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million to replace all of them. But that is our project right now, is to work on these lines. They say we're losing as much as 25% to leakage out of these lines. It won't work.
And one thing, I respect what you're doing, and you said we're spending money we have to. In fact, I think if people would have had your foresight 50 years ago, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in today.
Well, we've not done maintenance. You know, we're always squeezing those nickels,
and you
now
can't
it's
do
costing
it on this.
Us dollars.
You know, I had a buddy of mine, in fact, they're developers and new stuff, and he had a point. He said, you know what, if we have to raise water rates, and nobody wants to hear that, and y'all are going to get mad at me for saying it, but, you know, I looked at my cable bill. You know, it's about $120 a month for entertainment. My water bill is about half that. You know, maybe we need to think that way.
Well, I tell people that it's possible that someday their water bills will be maybe half as much as what they're paying per month on their iPhones.
But your point proven.
Yes, because people will spend $200 a month on their iPhones.
But we're in a situation we have to spend some money, don't we?
Water's necessary. That's life.
Well, now we talked, and this has been months and months ago, but, you know, before the good Lord bless us with that 11 inches of rain, I don't think people realize how serious it was in San Angelo, Texas.
Well, we did. We had less than a year's worth of water left when the Lord sent us that rain on Memorial Day, and that truly was a God rain. That's the only way. You don't get rain 3 days at three consecutive days, 3 inches apart. Mm-mm. Like we did, or 3 to 4. Well,
and I still remember a kid. My dad, my granddad had two different ranches, and they'd call him the whole time. And we had one of them phones, you know, it was like a remote control phone out there.
I can remember those.
So, and I'm a little kid, and all they talked about is the rain. Did you get any rain, Snore? Did you get any rain in Loakey? And I'm like, who cares? You know, I can go play outside. I don't understand real well what they're talking about.
Well, after that last rain on Monday when we had Memorial Day, the guys around the coffee shop were saying, well, the next drought has started again. So,
yeah, but it's a huge deal.
It controls our area.
Before that rain, I can tell you right now, I actually personally, we had in our office 3 people that listed their house, and the reason for selling was they were worried about water. And as soon as that rain happened, that went away.
It's the great thing about this country.
So let's talk about, I know y'all are working on the what's it called, the Sprayberry, did I say that right? Not the water line, not the Sprayberry, the... The Hickory.
The I'll Hickory, get it right. Yes, the Hickory out
you of tell, You can tell what convention I've been at. Yes, can we get an update on that?
Yes, we're coming right along on that. We've got six wells that are ready and online. In fact, we have pulled some water out of the Hickory. We started back in, I believe it was May, we began to pull some water, primarily just to test our system, to test our lines and our valves and everything, our tanks. We had a few glitches. So we pulled water for several weeks, and then we called the big boys in to fix it. Primarily, they were computer problems. And we're working right now. We're trying to complete our treatment facility, and we're very close to it. This ought to be ready by November. And we signed a contract at council the other day with a company that would take care of the filtration, provide the filters that would take the radon, and then remove the filters and haul the filters. So we've got that signed now. That's in place. Get our treatment facility built, and we will have water then that we can pull out of Hickory. Now, we still have surface water at Ivy, and we're paying for surface water whether we use it or not. And that water is split between San Angelo and Midland and Abilene and Odessa and Big Spring, Ballinger. So we're paying for that water. And we will continue to use that water, because if we don't use it, we're just paying for something we're not using. So we will use Ivy water, but we've got this Hickory now as a backup.
Okay. On the fear factor on the Hickory, you know, and you always hear the sky's falling, the sky's falling. You know, and I heard people like from Mason in that area that said, you know what, we drank it all our life and we don't have a problem, and it wasn't filtered. Will you kind of help us with get rid of that fear factor?
The government changed the standards. I mean, people have drank this water for generations, and there is some natural radon in it. I mean, it's a natural thing in the water.
You're not telling me the government changed this up.
That's what I'm saying.
Imagine that.
Can you believe it? But they changed the standards from I'm quoting off the top of my head here, Scott.
He really is.
I think that it was that the standard was 30 picocaries per. You know, the measure that they used, they dropped this to 5. And when they dropped it, nobody's water is safe. I mean, it's all, but it's the same exact water. So we were required to spend a whole bunch of money for filters so that we could take this water down to 0. And when we get through with this water, we're going to have to add stuff back in so you can even taste it. It's going to be the purest water in the country. Also, a lot of iron in this water. So we also have to treat it first for iron, and then we run it through our filters and treat it for the radon. And some of the wells have more radon than others, but the limit is 5, so we've got to get it below that.
So it's going to be as good as anything else.
There's not going to be any. You cannot buy better water.
Okay, so now what will this do? I know you'd mentioned earlier in the show that we're down to less than a year's supply of water. What will this do for us as far as backup and security?
Well, this will give us enough water that we can sustain our society. Right now, we can get about 6 million. With the wells that we have in place right now, we can pump about 6 million gallons a day. Now, during the winter, we use about 11 to 12 million. So, I mean, it's we're going to have to cut back. But just Hickory alone, we can pump right now 6 million gallons a day. We are right now in the process of drilling 5 more wells. When we get these other 5 wells online, this will bring us up to 9 million gallons of water per day that we can pull out of the Hickory. So, we will have the water that we need. It will be less, so we still rely on our groundwater. Our lake water, our surface water, but yet we will have enough water out of Hickory that we can sustain our city. And we are also, we have an engineer looking right now at the possibility of treating our wastewater. They're already doing this in Big Spring. They're doing it in Wichita Falls. This is about 7 million gallons a day that we could reclaim and reuse. We're also looking at the Red Arroyo. We can capture 5,000 acre feet per year out of the Red Arroyo that does not have to go down the Concho, because it's water that we own the rights to. We're looking right That's now huge. To determine the cost of saving this 5,000 gallons. So we've got our surface water in Ivy. We've got our Hickory that is online. And just as soon as we get the treatment center in November, this thing is going to be ready to go. We're working on wastewater, and we're working on the Red Arroyo. And we also have some other projects, long range, that we're looking at. But these are high dollar.
And Mayor, that's what's about. You read my mind. My next question, the Red Arroyo project, the wastewater project, is that financially realistic for us to look at doing?
The wastewater is very financially. It is something we can do. They've already done that in Big Spring and Wichita Falls.
And I think we talked earlier before, but in fact, the meeting I'm fixing to go to in San Antonio, one of our sister cities, Wichita Falls, is in our region, so they're under our stuff. And I've been talking to them a lot because it's been a big real estate concern for them. But they just installed, like you said, the wastewater plant.
Yes.
And I talked to them last week, to their association down there, and they said, Scott, it's working perfect. It's working good. But a little bit, what we had said is, if we can do this, our wastewater, besides, and they don't have it. They go straight from waste to their factory.
That's right.
To the consumer. But what I think what we talked about was going from the factory or from the wastewater to the factory to Nasworthy.
That's one of the possibilities. And that's why we've got these engineers looking at it, to give us some cost estimates. Because we can go right to the tap after we clean it. We can mix it in with Nasworthy and let nature take care of it. There's several different ways that we can do this, and that's why we've got the engineers looking to give us an idea.
And I think it's smart. And I respect the council. I respect you for what you're doing, because we can't live without water.
We've got to have it, and our council realizes that.
Well, you die without water, Scott. We all know. I said, no, I'm talking our town will die without
yes.
water. Even if we don't have enough water, our town will die. This is how important it is. You know, and I don't know, nobody likes to think of the gray water, but you know what? We live in a desert, and I think you are very smart to think of every possibility we can have.
Well, we're looking at different options. Some of them are going to work. You know, this Red Arroyo project is a good idea, but we can only claim 5,000 acre feet per year. That's all we can claim. That's all we have the rights to. The rest of it, by law, must go down the river.
Now, how would that work?
Well, we're talking about digging a pond over by the treatment plant. The problem is, and we've got two estimates, anywhere from $20 to $50 million, and that's pretty good range.
That's pretty good money too.
But the surface water by our treatment plant by the river is so shallow, we've got to be able to separate the river water from the pond water or from the Red Arroyo water, which could take, the engineers tell us, as little as 2 foot of clay and as much as 10 foot of clay. So we're looking at the engineers to determine if it's even going to be feasible to even save 5,000 acre feet per year. And if the cost is prohibitive, then we won't be able to do so.
And we know we got plenty of clay at the Red Arroyo.
We got plenty of clay in the Red Arroyo. We got that.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with some really good information.